بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على المبعوث رحمة للعالمين سيدنا ونبينا محمد بن عبد الله الصادق الأمين. Respected elders and brother listeners, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. أهلا وسهلا and welcome to our program. Let us begin our program with our dua to Almighty Allah تبارك وتعالى. May Allah grant our beloved marhumin Jannatul Firdaus. Allahumma aghfir lahum warhamhum warawihum fil jannah. And we ask Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, may Allah make it easy for those who are in difficulties, and may Allah guide each and every Muslim to Siratul Mustaqim. Brother and sister in Islam, once again we say ahlan wa sahlan and welcome. And we'd like on your behalf to thank our respected brother Hafiz Bilal and Uncle Mohsen and all our friends here on Radio Islam Studio. We know that it's a Sunday, and we know that people, they like to sit and rest so that they can, inshallah, start their work and rizq tomorrow, inshallah, with a good intention and good niyat. And today, I'd like to say shukran to our friends, those who are trusting us for some information. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward them. And may Allah guide us to hidayah, inshallah. We do believe that if your heart is not clean, you can't live well. Heart, the qalb, mentioned Quran in many places, and Allah tabarak wa ta'ala keep the niyyah inside the heart. An-niyyatu mahalluha al-qalb. So the biggest issue in our life, when we get the pure niyyat. And Imam al-Ghazali rahimahullah, he wrote some kitabs, and he mentioned it is called Amradul Qulub, the sickness of the heart. You and I, and this one and that one, it's about his heart. And Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِنَّمَا الْأَعْمَالُ بِالنِّيَّةِ. Without this heart, you cannot get the pure niyat. And Allah tabarak wa ta'ala described the sickness of the heart. في قلوبهم مرض فزادهم الله مرضا. That sickness of the heart is not accepted by Allah as a sickness which give you kafara and which take you to the maghfirat of Allah. Sickness of the heart, it means your feeling, that ill feeling or that jealous and malice in the heart. The problem of the sickness of the heart, that we don't realize that sickness and we don't notice it. And when Allah tabarak wa ta'ala described the people who got sickness of the heart, he doesn't talk about physical sickness, but this one can lead you to the physical sickness. I mean that heart open, all that, because of that spiritual sickness or that manner which has error in your heart. So how you know that you have that sickness? Because everyone defending himself, everyone justify his act. And we have no two hearts. We have only one heart. So many people think that is not me. No, it's you, because you have one heart. في قلوبهم مرض فزادهم الله مرضا. In their heart some sickness, and Allah promised them more sickness. Because normally the person who got a medical problem or physical problem, Allah with him and support him and reward each and everyone who visit him. But that type of sickness, we brought it to ourselves and we did not remove it ourselves. For example, jealous and malice, that ghira. We know that me and you, we got a desire, it's called love to own, to possess something. So why do you have that jealous? Because it's competition. Because you want to be in the front. Oh, they're jealous because we did not fix one problem in our heart. It's called shak, doubt, and hesitation. So now we talk about ghira, we talk about that jealous and malice, we talk about that unaccepted competition between the Muslim. Because Allah tabarak wa ta'ala will never reward you for the jealous. But you have jealous about deen, jealous about your family, no problem. So why do people get jealous? Because everyone wants to be in the front, everyone want to receive that praising, or everyone want to be the only one in the picture. Violence that fight in the house or out of the house is because of one thing. What is that? Because of stubbornness. No one don't want to withdraw and stay back. Stubbornness, or that resistance, or that these people don't want to give up, don't want to overlook that mistake of the other, and he want to misuse his power and his energy. Brothers and sisters in Islam, we have violence at home, at work, because everyone want to be the winner. Interference of the family is a sickness of the heart. Many nowadays, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala safeguard our daughters, those who married. Divorce nowadays is like a small issue. And people say, Alhamdulillah, the divorce happened. And yesterday we were discussing that the people say, Sheikh, let us get rid of this problem. Let the boy and girl walk away. You can't. You can't just decide like that. You decide divorce after a long procedure. When you monitor that case, and then you bring hakamum min ahliya wa hakamum min ahli, one judge from here, the arbitrator, then the mediator, and all this, it's not the decision of one man or one woman, it's the decision of the community, the society itself. And Allah tabarak wa ta'ala warned those people who interfere on that issue of the dispute between the husband and wife, وَإِن يُرِيدَ إِصْلَاحْ يُصْلِحِ اللَّهِ بَيْنَهُ. If really, really these people are honest, they will make it. So if it fail, it means the mediator has no ikhlas at all. Because Allah doesn't want the divorce. And they call it halal, halal, but it's the abghadul halal. The most unlike the halal in the eyes of Allah is the divorce. Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam never divorce. And Sayyidina Umar al-Khattab never divorce. So why the family interfere? Because of the absence of deen. One of this party don't understand the secrecy or the importance of nikah. They think that these two couples, they were in picnic, or they were working together, and then they are not happy and they walk away. Brother and sister in Islam, with our full respect to our mother, there is no real mother got taqwa, encourage her daughter or her son to divorce. There is no a salih mother or father or sister can be the means and the cause of shaking arsh of Allah. Brother and sister in Islam, our mothers, we respect her, but we are responsible of our marriage and we have to make that decision. You got another sickness. It's called selfishness. Everyone nowadays saying, I, nafsi, nafsi. Same like the in the day of Hashr. Love yourself is a ni'mah, alhamdulillah. But it doesn't take you to oppress the other or to violate the right of the other. Brother and sister in Islam, love yourself through the love of the other. Many people, they bring up their children in that type of attitude. Selfishness. Love to self-centered. Love himself only. Don't know the responsibility towards the other. Another type of sickness, stinginess. Misery. I don't know, nowadays become a fashion that people, they got fear. Fear of poverty. Fear of poverty is sickness. Why sickness? Because we do believe that Allah is a provider. And we do believe that the rizq come from Allah, not because of you and I, because of Allah's blessing and Allah's decision. So ask that stingy person, why you are stingy? He said, I'm scared of death. Oh, think about him. He was rich after poverty. Those people who they poor and they become rich, still have that feeling that he's not safe to lose the money. Stinginess, it's a shortage or the lack of yaqeen in what is in the hand of Allah. Another type of sickness, which many of our young boys and girls had it, it's called boredom. That boredom is a big musibah. Don't know why the children are very bored. And people are working for only 3-4 months and get bored. From the holiday also is getting bored. And from salah getting bored. Ibadah, I don't know, it's like a common problem now amongst the young people, not the elderly people. I'm sure about that. So you just buy the toy for your child and play for 1-2 days and throw it. Phone, even married. Now, Sayyidina Muawiyah radiallahu anhu said, Al-malalu min kawadhib al-akhlaq. To feel bored is a fake feeling. You have no right to feel bored. Boredom. Muslim has no extra time. Even if you are not working. Ibadah. وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ So the main reason of feeling bored, that you have extra time. You have nothing to do. Or you have a bad nafs, it's called a nafs al-ammara. That nafs is a rebellious nafs. That nafs, very stubborn, don't want to follow the rules. Or you occupy yourself with batil, falsehood. Or you don't have the maqsad of living. You don't know why you are living. So, Muslim like me and you, always busy. If you're not busy with work, you're busy with ibadah, da'wah, deen, visiting people, very, very effective act for the sake of Allah. Laziness is a terrible sickness of the heart. Feel lazy. We're asking the ulama why some people are lazy. He said, lazy is not sickness of the body, it's sickness of the heart and mind. The ulama said, no, if you have someone is lazy, he inherited from his father or family, not genetic. He discover or find his father like that. So we get it from our parents. Or, he got false tawakkul. False tawakkul, it means, he rely on Allah but in a false way. Or, he doesn't have any motivation. Very, very hopeless. Doesn't have anything to do, so he's getting lazy. But if we create that motivation, they will run. They will run to get that objective or that target. But the problem is, we don't have that motivation in our heart. Another type of sickness that people don't want to forgive nowadays. They keep quiet. Or they postpone the reconciliation. Or just quit the fight for a while. They call it lack of forgiveness. The people don't want to do the proper maghfirah or proper amnesty. Afu. When we say in ta'afu, to drop that crime, to drop that mistake, while you are able to punish him for the sake of Allah. You know you can punish that person, you do have authority and power, but you leave it for the sake of Allah. That is called afu. Exactly like Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, when we say, Allahumma innaka afuun tuhib afu, Allah can punish you now, and punish you now. But because he got power of punishment, and he got power of forgiveness. So the forgiveness take over. وَإِن تَعْفُوا وَتَصْفَحُوا What is وَتَصْفَحُوا? عَفُوا You delete all the impact and effect of that type of dispute. They call it وَصْفَحَ الصَّفْحَ الْجَمِيلِ What is صَفْحَ الْجَمِيلِ? Delete that problem. Don't discuss it. Don't remember it, which is heavy. Someone did hurt you. You see him, you forgot that he did hurt you. What a great person if you do that. Maghfira is to delete, and then you must do good deeds after that. You ask Sayyidina al-Hasan al-Basri, how come Islam forced us to do good to those who did harm you? That is against our feeling, our natural feeling, because our natural feeling is to revenge. Sayyidina al-Hasan al-Basri answered, said, no, it's easy. It's easy that you owe that person favor. They ask him, what is favor? He said, this man brought me closer to Allah. And when he oppressed me, he brought Allah to my side. So that is a big favor. So we have to thank him for that and pay him for that. You know how to get Allah next to you. You know how much ibadah you need to do it to bring Allah closer to you. You need to make hajj. You see how much hajj costs now. You need to make the hajjud. how many nights you need, you have to do a little bit of sacrifice. By that person, when he oppress you, when he did harm you, you just say, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un, hasbunallahu wa ni'mal wakil, and then you gain something very great. What is that? You gain Allah's support next to you. So I think if that person do that, you have to tell him shukran, and then you have to reward him. We do believe that maghfirah is to delete the sin, and you reward that person. In the day of Qiyamah, when Allah, inshallah, give me a new maghfirah, He will delete our sin. He won't take us to the fire of Jahannam, but He will favor us. What is that favor? He will give us Jannah. And also the greatest ni'mah, Allah favor us after He delete the sin, He doesn't expose it. You will never tell the people about that. فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ غَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ That is a lovely word ever you read in your life. غَفُور, delete. Rahim will never discuss it in a day of Qiyamah. Many of us, we had a history. We had bad memory about that sin. So, Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala said, no. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ التَّوَّابِينَ Allah loves those who repent. So now, after I repent, I gain something very good. It's called love of Allah. And a lover will never punish his beloved one. Impossible. So anyone criticize you of a sin you already made tawbah from it, himself is a sinner. I committed a sin, and Allah promised in Quran that if I make tawbah, He will accept my repenting, my tawbah. And attaibu min al-dhanbi kamal la dhanba lah. Anyone who repents from his sin as he did not commit a sin. Not only that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can also replace that sin to a good deed. وَيُبَدِّلُ اللَّهُ سَيِّئَاتِهِمْ حَسَنَاتِ Allah will replace this guna to hasanat. So we have to take the chance and believe in the name of Allah as Ghafoor and Afu, and we have to practice that maghfira in our life. So مَنْ لَا يَرْحَمْ لَا يُرْحَمْ If you don't show mercy, you will never receive the mercy. We got another type of sickness which all of us, maybe we involved in that. Greed. That greed, you got two type of greed. One is halal, inshallah. When you raise hope that Allah will forgive you. When we ask Allah and we have a greed that He will answer our dua. And when we talk about tama', they call it tama', you expect that Allah will give it to you. 99% that He will give it to you. When we go to the generous person and we ask him, we got tama', we got greed and hope that He will give it to us. I think Allah is Kareem. Allah is most generous. And when we ask Allah Jannat for our marhumin, He will give it to us. You know, when we talk about Kareem, a generous person, well knowing in the community that he's very generous. So when you enter his house, you raise hope that a lot of hospitality will happen. He will host you, he will become very generous to you. That is a human being. But when you talk to Allah, he's more than a human being. He will give it to you. Now what Nabi Ibrahim said, وَالَّذِي أَطْمَعُ أَنْ يَغْفِرَ لِي خَطِيئَةِ يَوْمَ الدِّينِ And the one, I'm 100% sure that He will forgive my sin in the day of Qiyamah. So when we ask Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, we go tama'. The other greed, which Allah will punish us for, when we want to take what Allah give the others. Greed. You want to take the money of the others illegal, you want to take the taqdeer of the other illegal until you lose your iman. Brother and sister in Islam, is the biggest musibah when you wish the greed, or you wish in the greed, or you wish what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wrote for the others. And you take it from the other. It's called hasad and tama. Now we got something, it's called false hope. We call it amal. Amal. I don't know. Amal, Sayyidina Umar ibn Khattab said, I don't like this word, amal. Amal, it means hope. But that hope, you did not do any effort for it. And you have sinned, you did not make tawbah, you did not make salah, and you raise hope that you enter Jannah. Sayyidina Umar said, no, I don't like that type of hope, because it's delayed tawbah. But when we say that amal, after we fulfill the right of Allah, and really, really, we don't expect it's going to come, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give it to you. We've got something, it's called Raja. Raja, it means hope, while we are full of fear that he will he disagree. He won't give it to us. And that is sifatul salihin. This is a quality of the pious people. You fast Ramadan, you got little fear that maybe it's not accepted. You read your salah, and you got little bit doubt that maybe you did not do it well. Why? This is salihin. Salihin and sahaba, they keep that little bit of fear that this something can turn serious. The fear is a sign of iman. That the salih wa yarju rahmat rabbi. And the one who got fear, but you got hope mixed with fear, that he will get the mercy of Allah. Brother and sister in Islam, our Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam had that type of fear. While he is a Nabi, Habibullah, Ma'soom. But do you have fear yourself? If our Nabi got that little fear with your sin and that you're faulty, do you have any fear, or you have that false hope in Jannah of Allah? May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept our fear as a tawbah, inshallah. Hafiz Bilal asked me to stop for a short break. Inshallah, we'll continue after the break. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome back, brother and sister in Islam. And once again, we say shukran that you're tuning to our program. And once again, we say shukran to all our listeners. And we ask Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, may Allah reward our brother Farid, the one who is listening to us from Lichtenberg. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward you for that wonderful da'wah, and all our brothers. And I'd like to say shukran to our listeners on Soweto, and especially on that madrasas. And I don't know, I want to talk about these people on Radio Islam. They got one lady on Soweto, first African woman who established madrasa and paying the salary of the teacher. And that is a bit amazing. May Allah reward her. And she doesn't like me to mention her name on radio, because this is a silent madrasa. And what a great amal I did go and visit there. Our African people are coming. They're doing a wonderful work. And this lady paying the teachers, no collection, nothing. And quite no one knows about her. Wallahi, we feel shy from such work. We feel shy of ourselves, because we make too much noise for nothing. May Allah reward all our brothers from Malawi and from African countries, those who are doing da'wah. I got one brother, I have to mention his name here on radio, Aslam. I don't know if this Aslam is human being or angel, phoning each and every hour regarding one hadith, one ayah. I tell him, Sheikh, are you teaching 24 hours or what? Asking and teaching. You know, these people, we call them a hidden soldiers of Allah. No one knows about them. May Allah reward you, brother Aslam. And I really, really, I appreciate. And may Allah accept your amal, inshallah. Brother and sister in Islam, before the break, I was talking about some sickness of the heart. And that's why Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam spent 23 years to show us the tariq, or the road. Why we are saying that? Because many of our young boys and girls, they don't know the value of the sunnah. They don't know our Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam's mission. Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you got certain qualities, never ever get it on other Nabi. You cannot get it on other Prophet, because he's Imamul Anbiya wal Mursaleen. Kitab of Allah, the Kitab of Allah, it's a miracle. For Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is mu'jiza. But Torah and Injil was not the miracle of this Nabi Isa or Nabi Musa. The miracle of Nabi Musa was a stick. So the book of Musa was not the miracle, it's just a book. And we do believe that it's a book from Allah, but not that miracle of Musa alayhi salam. The book of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah promised that to protect it. Yes. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect it in different forms. Even the kuffar, they help us to protect. You see that they print it and make computers, they make DVD and CD. Deen al-Islam, also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala used a non-Muslim to protect it. Hifz al-Quran is amazing. You find some children memorize the Quran by the age of 4 and 5, that is, you never find it in other book. You got Bible, you got Torah, you got so many books, but you don't find that Hifz and Tajweed. Never heard the Torah and Injil, got some method of recitation. The significance of the Kitab of Allah that does not ignore the other books. He authorized and accept the other books. Kitab of Allah, the Quran al-Kareem, is the final book, which is also Khatmul Nubuwa and Khatmul Kutub. Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala sent Quran to the jinn and human being, which you never find the other Kitab of Allah like that. Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala gave Nabi Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam the day of Jum'ah. Yes, خَيْرُ يَوْمٍ طَلَعَتْ فِيهِ الشَّمْسِ. It's of course the best day ever, the sunrise. We enter the Jannah before the other believer. In spite of the disbeliever, the believer of the previous nation, they accepted Islam before us, but because of Jum'ah, we are entering Jannah according to the orders of the day. Brothers and sisters in Islam, yes, the sunnah of Rasulullah ﷺ is the solution, is the way. The way to let you understand the deenullah, to live with the deen of Allah and to die with the deen of Allah. But unfortunately, and really I regret when I say that, we find so many Muslim, they already conclude or they summarize the 23 years of deen and effort and strive in qasida on a song. All of us, we have to believe with knowledge. We have to practice that knowledge. Why we believe? To practice and to implement the teaching of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You trust the Quran? Practice, implement the Quran. You scared of Akhirah? Work for Akhirah. But unfortunately, many of us study the Sirat of Nabi or life story of Nabi like a history. They say study history. That is unfair. Unfair to just conclude or summarize the effort of 23 years jihad, striving, da'wah, in a song, or one miracle. No, our Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it's action, is the work. But to talk about our Nabi as an entertainment, or as a song, Siratul Nabi, and the 23 years of his Sirah, you just want to spend it on one night and khalas and wait for next year on the same night? I don't want that love. It's called lip service love. Now, many people nowadays, they marry for many years and they have a very lovely life, but he never give his wife a song or flower. They are talking about Valentine Day, what you call that, Bilal, that people are sharing that love day. I say, okay, khalas, now it's quiet now. I don't see the red roses on the street. I don't see the songs. Back to normal, back to fight. So no, our love is one way, and we don't need to talk. Action speaks louder. وَعْلَمُوا أَنَّ فِيكُمْ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ. You must know that in you is Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I want to tell my friends, the relationship between you and Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that is Nubuwa, is Rasul. Without this Risala, you don't need to know. It's a link between you and Allah. A Muslim, if he does not love Rasulullah in a practical way, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah, if you sing million song and you didn't follow your Nabi, that song is not accepted. Alright, anyone want to sing the song? Sing after you practice. Yes, Sayyidina Ali ibn Abi Talib, he found someone in a masjid. Right on top of the member is giving a story. He was a storyteller. So Sayyidina Ali ibn Abi Talib said to him, Jazakallah, brother, don't read a story on the member. Just go there to the musalla there, down there, or the backyard of the mosque, and sit and give story to the people. And then they asked Sayyidina Ali ibn Abi Talib, why you chase away the storyteller from the mosque? He said, no, I did not chase him away from the mosque. I just put him on a corner there. He must not climb on the minbar of Rasulullah and give the people story. Reason, storyteller impossible to give the story as is. You have to put little bit of spices and masala there. How come if you want to give your child a story, okay, one day there was a cat and the cat ate the rat. Okay, my son, sleep. No, he won't sleep, he won't like it. You put some sound, some effect, you put little bit of excitement on the story. And when we talk about Allah and His Rasul as a story, you have to put your own spices there. And the storyteller, he put something there. So when we talk about Allah and His Rasul, we have to make qasasul haqq, the real stories from the kitab of Allah. Because many people like the story as an entertainment. But with the dangers of the story about Allah and His Rasul, that we need fact. We need authentic thing, because you are talking about Almighty and His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And I'd like to tell my friends, no problem, sing the song about Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but after you practice his sunnah. And be careful of the stories, because only the children love the story, and those people who don't have knowledge, they like the story. وَذَكِّرْ بِهِ الَّذِينَ اتَّخَذُوا دِينَهُمْ لَعِبًا وَلَهْوًا. Remind them with the Quran. Remind those who took their religion as a play and as amusement, entertainment. If you look at the professionals, doctors, engineers, workers, they're singing, right? While they're working. They're singing. If this you find in a farm or they're on a construction, they are singing. But they are carrying bricks while they're singing. But when the work turns serious and there is a big problem in front of them, they stop singing and looking for the solution to work. Asking Mashura, call someone knows better than them, and the doctors can sing the song. Once he entered the theater and start to operate, now it becomes serious now. Song is not there. That's why me and you, we are in a serious condition. Our deen in rescuing, our Masjid al-Aqsa, our dunya nowadays undertake, so we need to find the solution. Sunnatul Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam is action. The thought and the idea of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam never ever was idea till he make it action. We don't want to be like that person who ran away from the battlefield and he was singing for victory. Run away from the fight and he sing. Oh, he left his wife on the highway and throw to her who give her envelope, has a song there or poetry there. You left your wife and you throw a rose there for her. We need to know the practicality of sunnah so that we can enjoy our deen. May Allah Rabbul Izzah Tabarak wa Ta'ala make it easy for our children, for our brothers, just to implement a new sunnah day. That sunnah you did not practice it ever, even if that symbol sunnah. I say shukran for my friend, the one who always asking and inspire us to choose a topic. And we know that Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when we make nahi, what is nahi, prohibiting us, who he encouraged me and you not to do something, also is a command of Allah. Because we believe that Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam doesn't speak from his own. No, it is an inspiration. Even if his hadith or a comment, Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said it. Brother and sister in Islam, do you remember that Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam forbid me and you not to sleep while the people are awake? I mean, on the same gathering. Yes, and do not sit while the other people are sleeping. So, naha Nabiyyu and Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam that sitting amongst the sleeping people, they're going to affect you. Or to sleep between the awake people. Don't you know that Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam forbid me and you not to put your hand under your cheek and you're listening to people? Like the women, they putting the hand there under their cheek on the, and they lay on it like this. Don't you know that in a Friday, do not hold your fingers and you try to squeeze your finger. Don't you know that Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam forbade me and you not to blow in the food, on the hot food, and even on the mouth of the jug or the water container? Don't you know that Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam doesn't allow me and you to look at what we discharge? You vomit, you're not allowed to look at it, or to these tools, or the to relieve yourself and have a look. Don't you know that Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam forbade people not to eat and in a full mouth? Didn't you know also that he said he's not allowed to eat in a dark place? Brother and sister in Islam, as we take the command of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam to do, we have to run also for manhi, what we call manhi, something Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam forbade me and you. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward each and everyone who implement the sunnah, any type of sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward each and everyone inshallah for loving the sunnah. I'd like to remind my children and those who listening to us now that Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam encouraged me and you to know the entire family member. You must know your relatives. تعلموا من أنسابكم ما تصلون به أرحامكم. You must learn your lineage, your relatives, so that you can join the family ties. And we know that is a message for my children and for each and everyone who doesn't know the full family. You say, no, it's my auntie, but we don't visit. Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said in the hadith, Al-khalatu mithlu al-um, your auntie is a copy of your mom. Al-ammu sunu abik, your uncle is a copy of your father. The elder brother, the elder sister is your parents. And we do believe that respecting those who elder is a ibadah. And Imam Shafi'i, what he said, Al-mu'min yahfazu wadada lahza. The true believer who appreciate even a favor of 1 second. So your elder sister, your elder brother, aunties, family, neighbors, they did do some favor to us, even if it was a second. And then the ustaz, man allamani harfan sirtu lahu abdan. Whosoever taught me a letter, I become his slave. And we know this dua, وَقُلْ رَبِّ ارْحَمْهُمَا كَمَا رَبَّيَانِ صَغِيرًا. Oh Allah, forgive them as they brought me up. So who brought us up? Anyone, the teacher, any aunties, anyone who done favor to us to just build up our akhlaq, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept that dua for him. Anyone who teach us akhlaq, who any good word we learn it from someone, he is one of the those who brought me up. We know that Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam appreciated those people who done favor to him, even if they're non-Muslim. And then Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam accepted the favor of the other, and he made dua for him. We know that when Sayyidina Ali ibn Abi Talib, that one is very important. I'd like to say it to our friends in our non-Muslim community. And we see some friends there in Soweto, on some other place, those who revert to Islam. So they confuse when some of the family member passed away. They run and ask and say, what must we do? I just want to remind him that your parents are parents, if they are Muslim or not. Only we don't participate in prayer. But this person is your father and your mother. So Sayyiduna Ali ibn Abi Talib came to Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and said, O Messenger of Allah, my father Abu Talib passed away. What should I do? Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Idhhab fawarihi. Go and bury your father. And you know that they bury not in Islamic because he was not a Muslim. Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam did encourage Ali ibn Abi Talib to look after the funeral of his father. So this mas'ala, or this incident, it helped us when your father, not a Muslim, and passed away, or your mom, or your sister, you have to show the mercy. And we know that there is rules, and you can ask, the Mufti will tell you what you should do exactly on details, because there is so many rules you have to do it so that you can go for the funeral. Brother and sister in Islam, yes, we disagree with the non-Muslim, but we cannot forget that they are one of our family members or those who did do favor to us. And even if that person is not a Muslim, أَنْزِلُ النَّاسَ مَنَازِلُهُمْ. Nabi Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, give people their status. You can't just disregard the person because he's not a Muslim. Nabi Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, when he wrote a letter to the Kisra, he said, oh, Azimul Furs, the great of the Bajan, great. And he said, so and so, Malikul Habasha, king of Najashi, king of Abyssinia. So he did not say the boy of Abyssinia or the slave, no, king. Nabi Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he did say, Anzilun Nasa Manazilu. So you must give the people their status. Nas, not Muslimin, kafir, or anything. Someone elder than you, you have to show respect. Laysa minna, is not from amongst us. Man lam yarham saghirana wa yuwaqqir kabirana, is not from amongst us the one who show mercy to the youngest and show respect and dignity to the elders. But he never talk about Muslim or not Muslim. And we know that elderly people, the old age people, they are not allowed to be killed or to be disgraced. We do believe that Nabi Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam gave dignity to some non-Muslim. Brother and sister in Islam, let us take this opportunity and we remind one another that our family are the main thing in our life. Charity begins at home. Nabi Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was in the last minute with Abu Talib, raise hope that he can read La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. But nowadays, I don't know what happened to the children because of that violence in the family and dispute in the family. The children cut off from their uncles and auntie. And don't forget your family members, it's your deen, Muslim and non-Muslim. And we do believe that so many of the people, they done favor to us and we forgot them. But Allah never forget them. And you have to remember those who done favor to you in your life. We ask Rabbul Izzah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, may Allah forgive those who did hurt us and harm us. And may Allah make it easy for us to be under your shade with these people in the day of Qiyamah, inshallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala use that sunnatul Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as a way of the solving our problem. And we'd like to say shukran to our brothers who are encouraging us to read more about Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his family. And that is a seerah. If you look at Sayyidina Ali ibn Abi Talib, I don't know, I cannot imagine a Muslim live without knowing so much about Khalifa Ali ibn Abi Talib radiallahu anhu. First of all, his cousin of the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam received the glad tiding of Jannah. Sahabi, His name is affecting him. Ali is the most high. Son of Abu Talib, but his father was kuffar, but Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was crying to make him Muslim. Ali ibn Abi Talib, family of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he's the beloved husband of the beloved daughter, and the beloved father of Al-Hassan wal-Hussein, the first young boy become a Muslim. And his mother, her name is Fatima bint Asad, she's a Hashimiya. The first lady give Hashimi boy in Banu Hashim. And Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam described Sayyidina Ali ibn Abi Talib as a Harun for Musa alayhi salam. It means he's assessing of Nabi Muhammad. Aqdahum Ali. Aqdahum Ali. He did give fatwa and answer the question in the lifetime of Rasulullah and the Khulafa al-Rashidin. Because Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allahumma hdi qalbahu wa saddid lisan. So you have to read more about the family of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you will increase your iman. Generosity of Ali, bravery of Ali, mujahid, alim, worshiba, the carrier of Ahl al-Bayt. Don't forget that if you want to say, I'm a Sayyid, oh, I'm from the family of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you have to love Ali and you have to know about your grandfather. Is Ali radiallahu ta'ala an. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala make it easy for us to show our children the value of Sahabat of Rasulullah, especially the Ahl al-Bayt. Before we end our program, I say shukran jazilan for our friends who always send for me WhatsApp, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy for you. My friend, I want to tell you something. Without sabr, you are not a Muslim. I don't know a Muslim without practicing sabr, how are you going to live? Each and every ibadah needs a sabr. That's, look at your work, look at anything around you. Without sabr, you won't get it. If you have a child, you need time. You want to make salah, you want to get jannah, you make time. Sabr is a ni'mat of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And there's no limit for sabr. You can't say, I done enough sabr, because sabr doesn't have an end. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu isbiru wa sabiru wa rabitu. The three words. Isbiru, it means hold. Wa sabiru, carry on of that holding. Wa rabitu, get used to it. So that sabr, we can gain it. Ask the girl before marriage, she has no sabr. Now when she married and fall pregnant, see the sabr. The animal got sabr. So let us practice this great ibadah called sabr. Wabashir al-sabirin. Give glad tidings to sabirin. We, oh Allah, make it easy for us to make sabr. Sabr to stay away from haram. Sabr on ibadah. Sabr on calamity of Allah. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala grant us the ajr of sabirin in dunya and akhirah inshallah. Unfortunately, my time is up. We'll see you inshallah next week. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.